Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, November 22nd. Coming up, we'll listen to a conversation with Christine Swanson, the director of Albany Road, which was filmed primarily right here in Champaign and was released nationwide last week. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. A Central Illinois food bank is supplying hay to farmers in North Carolina recently impacted by Hurricane Helene. The natural disaster destroyed many crops that farmers rely on to feed their cattle and help them survive in the winter. Midwest Food Bank in Bloomington has collected more than 600 bales of alfalfa hay to support those affected in the state. Some shipments are already on their way to a livestock center in Canton, North Carolina. You can find more information on how to support the relief effort at IPMNewsroom.org. The Champaign County Board is extending an agreement that's meant to provide some homes with contaminated well water access to clean municipal drinking water. The county began a partnership with the Sangamon Valley Public Water District in 2022. That was after a Peoples Gas methane leak affected the well water of at least five rural households north of Mahomet. At last night's meeting, the Champaign County Board allocated $500,000 from the Federal American Rescue Plan to the water district. The funding will support a project that could connect the water main with the affected homes. The county's partnership with the water district will continue for the next 2 years. College hopefuls can now fill out the federal application to get financial assistance paying for tuition. Most people know the form as the FAFSA, which caused a lot of headaches last year for students and families. Lisa Corian Phillip has more.
Last year, federal officials were tasked with quickly overhauling the form. That led to countless bugs that made submitting it nearly impossible for some of the most vulnerable students, like those from immigrant families. But the U.S. Secretary of Education, Miguel Cardona, told reporters today this year's application has come a long way after four rounds of beta testing.
Students and colleges need us to get this right. They wanted a FAFSA form that they could trust and that could operate smoothly.
Cardona said more staff had been added to the FAFSA call center, which will likely be busy over the next few days as families begin the application. I'm Lisa Corian Phillip.
Illinois lawmakers' two-week fall session has come and gone, with not a lot to show for it. Alex Stegman reports.
Analysts predicted that much of the legislature's unfinished business would get punted to January, and they were right. The Senate gave final passage to what's called the Dignity and Pay Act, eliminating the subminimum wage for workers with disabilities. But other matters, like Karina's bill, a ban on modified hemp products, and a so-called medical aid in dying measure, were not considered. The State House and Senate are scheduled to come back to Springfield once more before this two-year term ends for good. They'll have a lame duck session for a few days starting January 2nd, and the new General Assembly gets sworn in on the 8th. But House Republican leader Tony McCombie says there shouldn't be a lame duck session. In a statement, she said Democrats don't need more time to, quote, dream up harmful legislation. I'm Alex Stegman.
Still to come, we'll listen to a conversation with Christine Swanson, the director of Albany Road, a movie that was released nationwide last week and was primarily shot in Champaign, Illinois. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on the 21st Show, the Illinois General Assembly has met for the last time this year. We'll talk about what our state lawmakers did and what they left for another day. Plus, another wild week in Washington. We'll try to make sense of it with our correspondent, Linda Kenyon. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. The movie Albany Road was released nationwide last week, and most of it was filmed right here in Champaign. Albany Road actually premiered at Ebert Fest in Champaign back in April of this year. At that time, I spoke with director Christine Swanson about the film, what it's like to be a Black woman in the entertainment industry, and her thoughts on Champaign.
What inspired you to write this work? Because you have a lot of work under your belt with Faith Filmworks, is that right?
Yes, that's my company with my that we run with my husband, who is a producer, and we've been making projects together since 1997.
Wow. And have you done a holiday movie before, or is this a film that just happens to take place during holiday times?
No, I don't think I have done a holiday movie, but what I wanted to do was make a non-Christmas movie.
Mm-hmm.
And by that, I mean, it simply takes place in a winter time and there are Christmas decorations in the background, but you never really see the color red and nobody says it's Christmas.
Ooh.
So it's more like a winter film.
Was some of it filmed in Champaign?
90% of it was filmed in Champaign.
Wow.
Yes, that's the funny part of it. When I flew back yesterday to Champaign through the airport.
Yes, Willard Airport, the little airport.
Willard Airport. Yeah. We shot in that airport.
Really?
Like for multiple days. And I'm looking at it like, this is so surreal. Like I'm back and I shot in this airport and it looks exactly the same and different at the same time. But what I love is that we shot in an airport, which means that somebody in the city of Champaign through University of Illinois was gracious enough to allow us to do that. And I think the proof is in the pudding. And the people of Champaign, if they can come out and see it, will see how beautifully the city shows up in this movie.
Have there been any challenges? I mean, obviously creating a production company and balancing work and balancing a family and just anything else that you would be interested in doing is challenge enough, even though it is fulfilling. Have there been challenges being either a woman or a Black woman in this industry?
Yeah, I feel like the industry is slowly coming along, but I think for a long time it hasn't really serviced or been ready for elevated storytellings with and by Black women. And the irony of it is Black women in the marketplace always overperform. It's always been like that. Mm-hmm. But it's just interesting that the industry as a whole doesn't service that demographic in a satisfying way consistently. So that's one of the things I always set out to do, because I can direct anybody. When I direct TV, you know, I could be directing a show like MacGyver.
Yeah.
You know, FBI,
mm-hmm.
Roswell, New Mexico. I can direct any color on the spectrum. But one of the things that inspired me from filmmakers like Spike Lee and like Charles Burnett is to see our images on screen in a way that was transcendent. And I'm like, that's cool. And there's a lot that I felt that I have observed in the community of Black people. And I have to say this, I lived in Korea until I was six. So my mom's Korean, my dad's Black. But when I came to America, I couldn't speak English. So for there were many years where I just observed behavior, right?
Yeah.
And that is what we love watching on screen, is behavior played out, right? So it's like I'm always kind of reconstructing things that I felt, observed, witnessed.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to reflect that back to a community of people that I felt has deeply enriched me in ways that I'll never be able to express. And I have to say this because my parents divorced and my dad, single Black man, ended up raising me and my brother.
Oh.
And then we were also raised by my grandmother and her sister. So we're talking grown women who have already raised their children, who are now taking in orphans and raising them. So what I witnessed in the Black community was this great well of humanity that just went above and beyond what's normal. And I find that in the images that I see reflected, I'm like, well, I don't see the people that I knew to be real. And why is that? Because we are not the conductors of our own orchestra. But I would just say we should have a balance of storytelling,
mm-hmm.
because that's democratic. That's mm-hmm. the American way. So I say all that to say, I feel that we've only scratched the surface of what's possible in terms of storytelling that has people who happen to look like us.
Is there something in doing Albany Road or doing Albany Road in Champaign that you really enjoyed? Is there like a specific moment that you remember that you said, wow, this is it?
Well, it's interesting because we brought a collection of actors, like some legends, like Lynn Whitfield's in the movie and she's a friggin' legend.
Yeah.
In my movie, we brought the original Angelica Schuyler from Hamilton.
Renee Elise Goldsberry.
That's right.
I think she performed at the Virginia Theater.
She did.
It's all full circle.
and then all the supporting cast, you know, nobody was really from here. Mm-hmm. So it's the idea of building community where you're at. So this nostalgia that I am ascribing to my Champagne experience. And by the way, it was friggin' cold. It was so cold. We were here like in February and March. Mm-mm. It was freezing. And all of the hardships that came with that, and we're shooting in like cold weather, and like, it bonded us.
Yeah.
Like just the idea of this kind of artificial hardship.
Mm-hmm.
It's artificial because, come on, we know, like, after we finish shooting, we're all going to be in our warm beds and, you know, comfortable. But this kind of artificial hardship in some city called Champagne, and most people have never been here before. And it's this collective effort that we put together in Champagne that solidified our consciousness in a way that we were like, we're going to go all out and do what we can to make this movie soar. And I feel like that's the input that was given during that time reflects in the output in the final film. It was just a fun time. And like, maybe I live for those kind of experiences. That's why I love making movies. Mm-hmm. And I love building a community mm-hmm. out of nothing, you know, to do something great, to give back to the community.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Kulsum Khan, Analika Ochuba, Lisa Kurian Phillip, Alex Degman, and Kimberly Schofield. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday, December 2nd.